This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
We went into this season taking a very aggressive posture. The moves that we made this winter, were those that I think signaled it's time to compete. And the product that we had been putting on the field, the team that we've been running out there at Fenway, just wasn't good enough for our fans. And so, we're approaching the deadline, looking at ways to bolster the team, given the play over the last month and a half or so. And, I think I've been saying that the needs seem to be a little bit fluid, because if we talked 2.5 months ago, we would have said, we just lost our first baseman for the season and we've got to figure that out. And then we've gotten really strong play out of Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro. But we'll be open-minded about the opportunities to bring in a bat that could play first base. Starting pitching, kind of the same thing. A month and a half ago, we would have said we need somebody that can pitch toward the front of a rotation. And and then you look at what Lucas and Brian have done and say, they're pitching every bit the part of a guy who could pitch at the front of a rotation.
Craig Breslow on MLB Network Radio. I liked half that answer.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes with Breslow.
Right?
You're like, stop talking.
I like the first half. And then he's like, yeah, we can rely on Abraham Toro, who bopped a double off Zach Wheeler last night.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, Giolito and Bayo, they're pitching like front-end guys. I'm like, no, you're falling for the trap.
Yeah.
These guys have bridged the gap to the trade deadline. You need to improve on Bayo and Giolito. You need to improve on Abraham Toro and not assume that's going to keep happening. And so the first half of that answer I liked. I feel like he lost it by the end, and I'm questioning what their big picture outlook is as they approach the trade.
Well, same thing happened.
It's a trap.
Yeah, same thing happened a week ago. Thank you, Admiral. It was a week or so ago where he started out similar thing where he was saying how, they can improve the team. They're open-minded, this, that, and the other thing. But then he went on to talk about, like, Kyle Harrison and Tanner Houck, and you're like, wait, what? Like, he, like, kept naming pitchers. You're like, you can't rely on all those guys. They happen to be on the roster, but you need to go out there and improve. So I guess I would say overall, it sounds better and more encouraging this year at this time than in previous years. They still need to go out and actually pull the trigger and actually do it. You don't want to hear about on August 1st how close they were to getting somebody and they just missed. Or, player X gets traded to the Yankees or the Mariners and not to you because they offered one extra prospect. You can't deal with any of that. Like, they're set up to make a move. Everything he's saying right now, I do take with a little grain of salt because he's a GM, essentially, or chief baseball officer. they don't want to like overshow their hand right. and be like, oh, we are desperate for a first baseman. But yeah, reading between the lines, you're like, all right, you know that you need to add to the team, and the team is worth adding too.
So I'll give you more encouraging signs coming up here in a moment. But just sticking with that for a second, I think Breslow needs to act quick. I don't want him sitting there at the deadline on the off day on July 31st. We joked about this yesterday. They're off that day, right? So he procrastinates. He's like, we got the off day. I'll figure it out on deadline day. Like, no, get out there. Get some players here for when you return home to Fenway against the Dodgers, who, by the way, are playing like crap. I'm sure everybody thinks the Dodgers have no shot at going on a run and making a run in the postseason because they're playing like garbage for a couple of games like the Red Sox have. So you're getting the Dodgers at a good time, it seems, coming to Fenway this weekend. Make your trades prior to that series.
Yeah.
Definitely make them before that Minnesota series.
Yes, please.
I don't know what you're waiting for.
Get Joe Ryan to pitch against his former team.
Well, fine. I don't trust, as much as I believe in Breslow, I don't necessarily trust him to like wait until the 23rd hour while the clock is ticking down and getting somebody else to buckle to his pressure.
Right.
Get in there early, set the tone. That's what they should do at the deadline.
What are you waiting for?
Thank you. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
So I agree with Julie James.
I also think this is an interesting opinion by Matt on Twitter, at Jones and Keith. He says, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer looked overmatched last night against Wheeler in an elite bullpen. I think that's a reminder that while Anthony has looked incredible, and Meyer defensively looks incredible as well, offensively he does look overmatched, especially against lefties. But I'd agree with that characterization last night.
Anthony did smoke that one double, and it should have been an RBI double, but you had Bregman hobbling around.
So
I thought he was going to pop his quad.
But I was,
first of all, running to first base, I thought he was going to pop his quad. Yeah. And then Anthony hits it down the line. You're like, oh, my God, he's going to get hurt again.
But I would say largely that characterization is fair. They look overmatched. So don't just think about how Anthony's producing night in and night out against Tampa and the Rockies and the Nationals. It's another reason to go get a bat. Roman Anthony right now is the big bat in the middle of the order. How is that going to look against the elite pitchers like we see in Wheeler and we saw last series against the Cubs?
Yeah, it feels like, I mean, what's going to prevent them from making that deal is just the fear of losing out on a top guy. Like, I think that's what would prevent them because they have the farm system depth in order to make these moves. And I'm with you. Similar to wanting to reinforce the lineup so not all of the pressure is on Anthony and Meyer. Same thing in the rotation.
Yep.
Bayo and Giolito are having better seasons than I certainly expected, but that doesn't mean you can't add to it. You're not even removing those guys. You're like, hey, keep doing what you're doing, but just in case either the wheels fall off and or we need another kind of horse to get us through the rest of the season and then into the playoffs. And I know Walker Buehler's talking about wanting to be in the playoff rotation. Whether you are or you aren't, Cora finds a way in the playoffs to use his best guys at the right time. That's one positive that we all have for Cora. Now, it dates all the way back to 2018.
It's been a while since
we've
seen
it. Been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. But, no, we know he kind of can mix and match and use the guys the right way. But I'm with you. There's no reason to wait until July 31st to make these moves. I mean, you can do it at any time.
So we're trying to figure out, do the Red Sox believe in this team, meaning baseball ops? Do they believe in this team? No. Are they going to buy? how big are they going to go at the deadline?
Yeah.
I was reading Jesse Rogers at ESPN today. He's one of their insiders.
All right.
And I guess he sat down over the weekend with Paul Toboni, the assistant GM for the Red Sox.
Got it.
Not familiar with his work.
Not either.
But that's who we talked to.
He's welcome on our show anytime.
Standing invite to Paul Toboni.
Toboni. Okay.
Throughout the whole year, he said, we thought we had a really good team. We were kind of waiting for it to click. That streak, the 10-game win streak, reconfirmed the thought that we had a good team. Rogers then adds, the front office is likely to add pitching, according to sources familiar with their situation. So I just like...
You mean Toboni, the guy you're talking to right now?
That's how it reads to me. You're sitting with the assistant GM of the Red Sox, and then you're like, I don't know, speaking to sources familiar with it, it's like,
that
you mean
right there?
What he told you off the record?
You mean the interview?
But I think that's good.
Fine.
I hope that's who's telling him. I hope he's sitting there next to Toboni. He's like, this is off the record. We're going to add pitching.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But okay, I connect those dots as well. They're likely to add pitching, according to sources familiar with their situation, while retaining the abundance of outfielders, unless the club is blown away with an offer in the next 10 days. Toboni says, quote, having a surplus of good players isn't a bad thing. The high-end depth is really a good thing. it's not like we're anxious to move away from that. So unless they're blown away, they're not moving someone like Duran. The story continues, though they might have done enough to convince the front office to stick with their current veterans, the Red Sox have some of their toughest work ahead of them. And we've seen some of that with the Cubs, the Phillies, and next up the Dodgers. According to ESPN research, they have the hardest remaining schedule for the rest of the month and the sixth hardest for the rest of the year. That's another reason to make deals at the deadline. And I, again, would tell you, make deals in advance of the deadline to, you know, add to this team and steal this team up for this stretch run.
100%. That's, you know, you look at this team, and I think one way to look at, you know, oh, you have a tough schedule going forward. It's like, okay, but you didn't have Alex Bregman for half the season. And, you know, assuming he doesn't get hurt again, you're now going to have him for the second half. And then if you go out and get somebody, obviously Joe Ryan's a high end, but even if you get like Merrill Kelly, now you're talking about instead of every fifth day, you have Hunter Dobbins or Richard Fitz, you have Merrill Kelly. That would obviously improve your odds of winning more games and getting into the playoffs. And then the whole time, too, the American League's not very good. The Red Sox can't get out of their own way to start the second half, and yet they're the second wild card team.
I just told you.
They haven't lost any ground.
Every team around them lost last night. Yankees, Rays, Mariners all lost. Now, that's a missed opportunity for the Red Sox, but it does underscore that the AL stinks.
Yeah. And I wonder, we already know that Breslow is more willing to trade prospects than Chaim Bloom ever was. Chaim Bloom was in the...
Chaim Bloom never moved anyone like Kyle Teal.
No.
Never.
He was acquiring them. Like, his whole thing was acquiring prospects. And not to even rip him, John Henry probably told him that. So like, listen, we're going to go away from Dombrowski model. We want you to do what you guys did with the Rays and figure this out. But now now that Craig Breslow's here, there's maybe a little bit more likelihood that you look at the top 5-10 prospects in the Red Sox system, they might move on from some of those guys. And not to play this game out too far, but one of the guys we've mentioned, right?
Just Stinkson.
He's an outfielder.
He's got Stinks right in his name. I don't like
Stink,
it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
But you might be able to get something pretty good for him. And when and where does he factor into the Major League club?
He doesn't.
He can't. Like, there's no room for him. There's barely room for the guys that are currently with the team. And most of them are young.
People want a guy who got MVP votes gone off this team because there's no room for Duran. Never mind the password.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, there's got to be something out there for him specifically to improve the club.
So I agree with that 100%. 617-779-7937. Steve in the truck waiting patiently on the loss last night. That was an ugly one, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great.
You know, just let me preface this by saying I'm 72. I've been watching this team since 1961.
Nice.
I've seen Ted Williams going. I've seen Kai's drinking in. And the thing that frustrates me the most now is this stupid analytic BS. They can take it and shove it, okay? Let the manager manage. Let the guys hit. There's no need to tell a guy, take the first pitch, this guy throws this. I'm a hitter. I get the bat in my hand. If you want to do it, take the bat and go up there. Same with the manager. I'm the manager. They should be 3-1 right in this trip. He should have bunted Duran last night to 10th inning. Get the guy over to third. Possibly you would get a ground ball or a fly out and the run scores. You're not in the predicament you were in.
Okay, Steve, interesting point.
Argument. He likes small ball.
Should they have bunted last night? And the situation was Duran was up 2-0 in the count. I mean, you could have bunted on the first pitch if you wanted, but Duran was up 2-0 with a ghost runner on second, nobody out. Should they have bunted in that spot? I mean, in retrospect, I think it's you want the run.
Well, yeah, now, but no.
I wouldn't have bunted.
Probably not. And the way Duran was swinging it, no, I probably wouldn't have. And then I understand you're like, well, ideally you get him over, then Bregman's up, and then one swing, and you know you hope you get a run in. So now you're playing for one.
Maybe what's crazy is the day when Willier had two home runs, he laid down a bunt the pitch before he had his first home run.
Yeah, he fouled it off,
in
right?
In the seventh inning.
Yeah.
I guess I can't really make
so
heads
or tails
of that.
So what are they doing in the seventh inning and not the tenth?
Well, yeah, that's strange. But also there's a difference between the top of the 10th and the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, it's also a different hitter. You know, like, I mean, I don't know.
Willier has never bunted in his life, I'm sure.
That's fine. And Abreu is the guy you want to probably swing away, but I don't know. I didn't have a problem with not bunting there. I had plenty of problems with Cora, plenty of complaints about Cora.
Yeah.
That's honestly not one of mine. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have tears at 11 o'clock because Mike Vrabel speaks at 11:30. You'll hear it live on WEEI. We also have Kiefer Madness 12:45, and it's a Tommy Tuesday with Tom E. Curran at 12:30 today. Mark it down. And speaking of the Patriots, let's get to the top storylines heading into training camp, which begins tomorrow.
Woo!
At Gillette. Jones and Keefe in the house for it. We'll be live at Gillette tomorrow. What are the top storylines? We'll get to them next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
We go on the Wayback Machine there. That was Todd McShay.
I like it.
Leading into the NFL draft, a little scouting report on Travion Henderson, who we'll get our first look at tomorrow, Keith.
Can't wait to see him. See that speed.
I'm looking forward
to it. You might miss him.
You really might.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will be in attendance at training camp tomorrow, open to the public. Jones and Keith will be there at Gillette. So that's one of the players I personally am looking forward to.
He's a freak. He's a Pascal.
We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel, I'd imagine, on Travion Henderson, among other topics, coming up at 11:30. You'll hear that live on Jones and Keefe heading into training camp tomorrow. Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at 12:30. And tiers, we're going to tier off Patriots positional groups at 11 o'clock.
All right.
So that should be a fun one. Shuffling the schedule a little bit just based on Mike Vrabel and his availability. Meg O'Keefe had her top five storylines going into Patriots training camp tomorrow. You want to work our way through these?
I do. Is this better than her top five football movies?
I think so.
Because that was rough. Or was that top 10? I forget what
Ooh,
she did.
Ooh, I think it was more than five, for sure.
I didn't care for it. But I'm all ears now on the storylines.
Okay, you tell me how big of a deal. You want to go on like a scale?
I have
1 to 10 binoculars. What do you?
Being the most binoculars.
Yeah, 10 being the
most. I'm into this story.
The most binoculars looking at what's going on out there versus one binoc.
Sure.
Okay.
Like a monocle.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
From monocle to telescope. Okay. Where do you rank?
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Top storyline to watch at training camp tomorrow. How consistent does Drake May look?
Not for me.
That's not high on your
Drake
list.
May's Drake May's high May. On my list. I have two ahead of him. I have two ahead of Drake May. But Drake May's a good one. It's a great place to start. Okay. I mean, he is the quarterback of the team. Everyone's expecting a big year to jump. So I don't disagree with it, but it wouldn't have been the first name that I came up with.
I didn't hear a binocular rating there.
Oh, seven binoculars.
Oh,
I agree with Joe.
Oh, wow.
Seven binocs.
Seven binocs.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it just wasn't the first thing I would have responded to you with.
Okay. Number two on Mego's list, and we have an update on this today. The health of Stephon Diggs.
Telescope. Full telescope for Steph Diggs.
You tell me if this is good or bad news, Keith.
Okay.
Diana Rossini reports.
We're going to hear the news.
Stephon Diggs has been fully cleared. Cleared for full participation at training camp per her sources.
Okay. So 50-50 at best, probably, on her sources. But let's just say for funds that this is correct. Great news.
Well, and I think the Reese effectively reported this over the weekend, right? When the Patriots came out with their PUP and NFI list, and Diggs wasn't on it, Reese is like, he's trending towards being out there day one of training camp.
This is fantastic news.
Who knows if that's a full participant, by the way.
Doesn't have to be.
And I'll tell you, Keith, brag, but I did TV last night.
No way.
And Phil Perry,
not
bullish at all on Stephon Diggs. It actually was quite jarring. I want to ask Curran about this.
Knocking the wind out of our sails.
Yeah, he not bullish at all. Really, from a health standpoint, coming back from the ACL, like, he was shockingly down on Steph Diggs by my taste.
I don't like that.
But even he was like, yeah, he might be out there, but is he going to be doing everything? What's it going to look
like? He may not be doing everything right away, but it's July. It's day one of training camp. I thought when they acquired him, there was a chance he started on the PUP list, and I was still happy about the signing.
I didn't think there was a chance. I thought it was a probability.
Okay, so there you go. So you're at least ahead of that schedule, right? So the fact that he was even going through some of the motions during OTAs was a good sign. Now that he's going to be out there, even if he's limited, fine. He's not going to be the only player limited, and it doesn't mean that those guys can't play week one. But I would even tie, obviously, his health into the Drake May stuff. Like, if Drake May has a good year, has a good camp, and has a good, you know, an awesome second year, my guess is Steph Diggs is going to be a big part of that.
Okay, so we have two storylines so far. The consistency of Drake May, 7 binoculars, according to Keith.
Uh-huh.
The health of Stephon Diggs, 10 out of 10 binocs.
Yep, that's the one.
Storyline number 3. Does Christian Barmore look like it's 2023 again?
4 binoculars.
4 binocs?
Yeah, not as...
You're not looking for...
I don't think that's going to be the first guy I'm looking for.
You're not looking at the big uglies? The Hog Molly?
Get in the trenches, Jones.
Hog Molly's O-line.
O-line, yeah.
Big uglies is D-line? Or is that also O-line?
I'm not going to call him that. I'm not going to call him that at all.
I don't think we're talking to any players.
But no, D-line, less interest to me.
Okay.
Me personally.
4 binocs.
Yep.
How much has the, speaking of the trenches, O-line improved?
So, I don't know what the fifth one is on this list, but O-line / specifically Will Campbell, I would say 9 binocs. I think that's the next biggest thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Because what a swing that could be. You either have a good left tackle, an average left tackle, or no left tackle, right? Like, we don't know what Will Campbell's going to be.
A good left tackle, an average left tackle,
or
a future left
guard. Or a guard. That they're like, it's okay, guys. He's a good guard. Like, I don't want a good guard.
Yeah.
At 4 overall, I want a good left tackle. And so I think Drake May, obviously, super important. He's the quarterback, very obvious. But for him to be successful, it's Diggs and Campbell. If Diggs and Campbell are really good, then he has enough. Right, we had people texting in yesterday. It's like, what do you guys? Does he need like 10 all pros with him? No, he doesn't. But he needs some time to throw. Enter Will Campbell and someone to catch it and maybe run after the catch. See Steph Diggs. If he has those two guys playing well, then I do expect a good year from Drake May.
And not that we're going to know this at camp. And maybe this is something Fitzy said to you last week. But he does start right out of the shoot.
Oh yeah, Max Crosby,
Chop Robinson, T.J. Watt.
Yep. Like, welcome to the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL, Rook.
Yep.
Number 5 on Mego's list, up now at WEEI.com. And this is one I kind of forgot about, and I think this is a sneaky, interesting one.
Okay. Well, let me tell you.
Is Terrell Williams on the sideline? D-coordinator for the Patriots, who's been dealing with a health issue.
Yeah, that's up there. 6-7 binocs?
Six binocs. Okay.
Yeah. Is he out there? And then if he's not, like, what happens there?
Well, right.
What's the trickle down?
When does he come back? How hands-on does Vrabel have to be on defense if he's not there?
Right.
I think that's an interesting thing to watch. The name that's not on the list, or names, I guess, that I specifically want to see are Henderson and Kyle Williams. Like, those two rookies I just want to see.
Good one. Is there
anything else you would add to the list?
Yeah, maybe even the safety position a little bit, because I think at one point Peppers and Duggar were looked at like as a great safety duo. Then last year, obviously, Peppers was off the field for a while. And Duggar, I didn't think was great. And then they did draft Craig Woodson in, what was it, the 4th round? I think it was the highest defensive player they drafted.
Pick, yep.
So, like, just sort of how that all balances out. I know we talked about surprise, maybe trades away with Curran last week. He went on WEEI Afternoons, talked about surprise cuts.
Now, Duggar and a winner, right?
Yeah. Now, it's a surprise cut, so you can't just have an obvious guy. That's the whole point. He's not predicting a cut. But just those two guys, I think Duggar on Wenu, and I would throw in Ramondre Stevenson, are in an interesting spot where it's like, are you guys going to be good this year, or are you getting replaced?
Let me give you another thing that Phil said last night.
Okay. Which is the Phil show.
It's the Phil show. I said, I can't battle I'm interested in is Henderson versus Stevenson, like, to be the starter. I know they're both going to play.
Yeah.
And Phil goes, what if the real battle is Gibson versus Ramondre?
Could be.
Henderson's going to have a role. What if the real battle is those two, which highlights you?
Ramondre could be forced out.
So there you go. I mean, between Duggar, Onwenu,
yeah, I'm interested in the running
Stevenson,
backs. I am.
All those guys have gotten giant extensions in the last couple of years. So how does that look? All right, grading the camp storylines to watch tomorrow on the patented 1 to 10 binocular scale.
Yep.
Keefe has the consistency of Drake May at a 7. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
The health of Stephon Diggs, 10 out of 10.
That's it.
Christian Barmore, I think you were 4 binocs on that.
Yeah, lower for me.
O-line improvement, specifically Will Campbell, that's a 9.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the next best thing.
And Terrell Williams, D coordinator, will he be out there? That was a 6 on the binoc scale.
But I would put running back up there. I'm interested in how
me
that
too.
All shakes out.
Me too. I'm a simpleton.
And sure. Like, give me wideouts, quarterback, running back.
That's basically what I'm going to be looking at. I'm not a lot of trenches for me. Not a lot of defense for me. Kickers, special teams, things like that. Not for me.
Oh, let me throw another one at you real quick.
Yes.
Carlton Davis is beginning the year on the NFI list.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily for tomorrow, but over the next 2-3 weeks of camp. When do we see him? Do we get any updates on him?
And I just would highlight, we don't know anything yet. But
me being me,
I would connect dots to the guy skipping out on OTAs and, you know, doing his own thing on jet skis and whatnot.
Sick jet ski, though.
Were you here? Were you working out? Were you getting in the proper shape? NFI. That could be, you know, he cut his finger chopping onions or something
like
that.
Maybe he got stung by a yellow jacket.
It also could be, you know, he was working out away from the facility and yanked something, pulled something. So I'm just curious, and we'll see if we get an update on that. 617-779-7937. We will have an update on Keith's B story coming your way next hour. You're going to hear from Mike Vrabel as well at 11:30, head coach of the New England Patriots. That'll be live here on WEEI with training camp starting tomorrow. Jones and Keith will be in attendance at Gillette Stadium. And coming up next, we had to move the tiers up a little bit because Vrabel's speaking at 11:30. We're going to tier off Patriots positional groups on a Tier Tuesday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.